G'day, Evan. How are you?
G'day, Mido. G'day, Loz. It's greetings from a freeway, actually, on the way to Las Vegas. Just landed in California in LA a couple of days ago. Had a couple of days in San Diego for some work stuff, and on the way to Vegas for an interview, and then getting ready for the big show for the Masters.
Anyone we should know about you're interviewing?
Golf coach, actually, Butch Harmon, who famously worked with Greg Norman and Tiger Woods and Adam Scott, and just writing a story on him. So got some stuff to do there, and then head from there to Augusta, to the hallowed turf of Augusta National for the Masters. Very, very excited, especially after hearing that intro song.
And we've got the lead-ups. Of course, there's the Texas Open, but there's LIV in Miami this weekend. So what can we expect from this event? How many players from LIV are heading to the Masters next week approximately as well, Evan?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mido. So 13 are heading to the Masters this year, which is actually down from last year, which was when they sent 18 LIV golfers to the Masters. You'll see that number come down every year as all the exemptions those guys had into majors start to drop off and fall off. So out of those 13 guys, seven past Masters champions, so they get into the Masters basically for life or until they're sort of in their 60s and not competitive. And then the other six guys, it's kind of scary that LIV Golf has only got six golfers who are currently eligible for the Masters, and those exemptions, as I said, will drop off in the next 3 to 4 years. Bryson DeChambeau, it'll start with Bryson DeChambeau, and it'll go from there. So the LIV Golf Miami event, they've actually switched up the order of it. It normally concludes the season for LIV Golf, and it's normally only a teams event, so you actually don't see any individual stroke play. And I think it'll sort of separate the boys from the men, and will give a really good test of who amongst those 13 is going to play well at Augusta. It's called the Doral course in Miami. It's a very tough course, water everywhere, really fast greens, and sort of it'll be a bit of a litmus test on who's driving the ball well, who's striking the ball well, and most importantly for Augusta, who's putting well. So one of those 13 is our own very own Cameron Smith, the 2022 Open champion, and he's had starting to come into some form, had a runner-up in Hong Kong, but had a very slow start to the season. So it's going to be good to see how he goes at Doral. He typically plays pretty good at LIV Golf Miami, but that was before it was an individual event. So all Aussie eyes, I should say, will be on Cam to see how he goes, because he's the only Aussie LIV golfer going to the Masters.
What's your expectation of Tiger just to make the cut? And is that right that Rory McIlroy is not turning up until the Tuesday beforehand?
Yeah, credit to Rory McIlroy. You know, some people say that he's got ants in his pants, and others say that, you know, he's always willing to try new things. And, famously, he only needs the Masters to complete the career Grand Slam, which would make him the sixth golfer in history to do so, first since Tiger Woods did it 24 years ago. And he gets very high stress when it leads into Augusta National. So he's not going to show up until the Tuesday night, which is very late. He's going to avoid the hoopla of the Masters and all the hype and the busyness of the practice rounds. And he sounds like he's just going to show up and go out on the course Wednesday, have a bit of a hit around, make sure he's learned the course and any changes. There aren't many changes this year, actually, for Augusta National. They've only moved one of the tee boxes back on one of the par fives, the second hole, about 10 yards. Other than that, it'll look exactly the same to Rory compared to last year. And Tiger actually jetted up there about 3 days ago. The internet sleuths were watching and tracking his private jet. He went up there and played golf with the chairman of Augusta National and his buddy, Justin Thomas. He actually hasn't officially confirmed that he's going to play the Masters, but whenever he takes a little trip up from Florida on his jet to Augusta National, that's usually a sure sign he's going to tee it up. And to answer your question, Loz, the expectation at this point is can he make the cut? You know, he did last year, and he is arguably more injury-free this year than he was last year, although he was playing a bit better on the course last year. If he makes the cut, it'll be nice. And if the weather cooperates, which it looks like it's going to, it might be a little chilly, which is not good for his ailing injuries. But if he makes the cut, it'll be a success for Tiger Woods.
And the Augusta Women's Amateur is on this weekend. What's this event? And are there any Aussies in the field, Evan?
Yeah, Mido, this is a really interesting event. It's into its fifth year now, 5 years old. And basically, it's an opportunity for women who were, notably shut out from Augusta National up until about 12 years ago to be members. And now, you know, Augusta's sort of trying to grow the game. So they've got this event for women amateurs from all around the world, and they really try to get an international field. A lot of Australians have been sort of received a special invitation, even though they haven't really qualified for it, just so that there's always an Aussie in the field. And we've got an Aussie called Madison Hinson Tolshard. She's from Perth. She's actually our top-ranked women Australian amateur golfer that we've got. She's 28th in the world, and she's actually playing at a really prestigious university in America. She plays at Oklahoma State, which has produced a lot of PGA Tour winners, and so she's being exposed to that elite competition in America. And so she should go pretty good. So, it's an odd event. It's only 54 holes. They play the first two rounds down the road in South Carolina at a place called Champions Retreat, and then they go and have a practice round. They stop the tournament, have a practice round on the Friday at Augusta National, and then Saturday is the third and final round, and that's where the winner is decided. And, going to be very interesting to see how it goes into its fifth year.
Who do you like in the Texas Open this weekend?
Yeah, so Texas Open, I really like Aaron Rye. He's an English golfer of Indian heritage, really solid player. Comes out of the DP World Tour, won on that, and transitioned nice and smoothly to the PGA Tour. And he's just been up there on the leaderboard constantly this entire new year, all the way since January. And I really like him. He's a very, very good ball striker. This is a bit of a ball striker's course. And I think Scottie Scheffler is going to be suffering from some nerves from last week. So I really like Aaron Rye and Akshay Bhatia, another American guy. He's been playing really well. I think he was tied 11th, but he was in contention last week. Really solid left-handed player. I like him for a top 10. And then for our top Aussie, you've got to go with Adam Scott. He's playing some pretty solid golf the last 7 or so months. So those are my three bets there. Keeping it light, because the punters, I don't know if they want to save their money for all the Masters bets and markets that TAB will have next week, but it's going to be really exciting.
Love it, mate. Thank you. Enjoy.
Thank you, gentlemen.